What up, K-State Nation? This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Eddie Greer, host of this K-State Podcast. First time listening to this episode. First time checking out this other, quote-unquote, K-State Podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to listen to this episode here on September 23rd. 2025 September. The second half is moving along pretty quickly, and a lot to cover here. Will we wind back? Well, this episode will focus strictly on women's golf. We're going to come back to that. Obviously, men's golf going on. We'll get you caught up with that. We know the time now of the Baylor game. I'll touch on that in a different episode. So much more, because K-State football getting ready for right now UCF this week, this upcoming Saturday at 11 a.m. We are on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. We're coming at you every day. Yes, every single day, 7 times a week, folks. Sometimes, maybe twice a day as well. So we got that going on. We had 2 episodes come out yesterday. That's why I tell y'all big K-State fans, that's why you guys subscribe to this podcast. Every day, we have football, women's golf, women's volleyball, and soccer right now. Off to amazing starts, so definitely make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button every time we upload an episode. Hit the alarm bell every time we upload an episode daily. Y'all will first be notified about it. I'm gonna get straight into it here. Did not get around to this yesterday because of obviously updating y'all with the Big 12 scoreboard. That episode is up now on the Purple Project Podcast feed. The K-State women's soccer. Women's golf team. I'm sorry. Women's golf team did finish in the top 10 on the final round of the Schooner Fall Classic. That they finished 7th there. They did not make any ground coming off of the first 2 rounds of day 1 there. Kansas State carded a 54 hole score at an even par 840, following a round of 1 over par 281 on the final day, which included a lightning delay of just over an hour. Woo! Just like it was here this morning. This morning, like, whoop! A little rain here, a little lightning. Well, actually, it was lightning down in the Shawnee Mission Park just a while ago. I was just down there for our little group run down there this morning before hopping on this podcast. K-State 50-hole score, 840. The women's golf team is now tied for the school record, which has been produced in the last 2 years from the Westbrook Invitational, which was held on a par 72 course there as well. The Lady Cats finished only 3 shots behind of 6th place Florida State Seminoles, while they were 5 shots clear of 8th place tie between Houston and Virginia Tech. So yeah, finish in front of Houston, that's a big deal, obviously, there as well. Stuberg falling the final round of the Schooner Fall Classic. Quote, today was tough from the start due to the rain and wind. We never really got any momentum going and seemed to trade birdies and bogeys amongst the team for most of the day. So it was fitting that we ended the round at 1 over. And then quote, he says here, Coach Stubert, we are a young team that is gaining valuable experience against good teams. It's obviously exciting as a coach to watch your team get into position, and it will be on Coach Rinko, one of his assistant coach, and I, in the coming weeks to make sure we better prepare them to finish out their routes, end quote there as well. Yeah, we've been saying it all along. For those of you new to this podcast, this K-State women's golf team, very young, outside of obviously the veteran senior Noah Van Beek, very young. In the scoring lineup, again, we touched on this pretty much on the back end of last week and going into the weekend as well. K-State having the ladies golf team having 2 freshmen and 2 sophomores surrounding the senior Noah Van Beek, obviously, there as well. You lose, obviously, your star, Carla Bernat, and Sophie Burt, who led your program. Obviously, Sophie Burt. Hey! That just rolled off, because I've been forgetting Sophie Burt's name on this podcast. I should be shaming myself, because Sophie Burt, of course, let's remind everybody, Sophie Burt, Big 12 champion last year. And of course, we all know what Carla has done in the last 2 years at Kansas State, obviously. Amazing resume, including winning the Augusta National. Yeah, win National. that was huge. That was huge for this program there as well. Yeah, this team, they're gonna go through some growing pains, right? Obviously, but hey, this is not too bad though. Top 10, you finish ahead of Houston, not too far along, ACC team in Florida State. So you can take some positives right here. If you're Coach Burke here, speaking of two sophomores, one of those sophomores, Nanami Nakashima, right? Tied for 11th place, career best, 3-under, par 207. She's been doing really well here early in the season. That's her 8th best 50-hole score to this point in her career. Nakashima from Kenny, Japan, finished 3rd among the 90-player field. 3.8 scoring average on the par 4s there. She was also bogey-free, 4-under, par 66, yes, on Sunday. That's a new career high for Nakashima, so she's been rocking and rolling here through two events there. Her career best, you got to go back to last year, or really a few months ago, actually, when they were competing in the NCAA Lexington Regional there as well. Staley Fields, a freshman, we've been mentioning her name a lot on this podcast, was tied for 28th place, 1 over par, 211 in the final round. Gave her a tally overall of 2 over 72 there. And she has now finished inside the top 30 in the first two events of the 205 year. Noah Van Beek, the veteran, the leader. Yeah, I just handed that over, right? The senior, Van Beek, was only four over par 214 and was locked up for 37th place, tied for 37th place there, which gave her an overall par, looks like, of 6. Well, actually, hold on a second, I'm reading this wrong. Yeah, she was 3 over par 73 back on Sunday, and she was overall 4 over there as well. Kelsey Chen, the transfer onto the scene, the other sophomore, opposite of Nanami Nakashima, right, was even par on Sunday. She was tied overall for 52nd place with a 3-round total of 6 over there as well. And of course, hey, Oklahoma State did something right, because we know their football team ain't good. Oklahoma State ladies winning this tournament there as well. So there's that. There's a positive for Oklahoma State fans. But anyways, the Lady Wildcats, we will be back to work next Monday through Wednesday, a three-day tournament with the Blessings Collegiate held in Fayetteville, Arkansas next Monday. So they got the rest of this team, this young core, got some work to do the rest of the week as they get ready for the Blessing Collegiate, and they will be right back to the greens next Monday down in Arkansas. Catch us on Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-D, Apologize Podcast. That's again, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, Apologize Podcast. For more coverage of your case, State Wildcats, myself, and Alex Aime, we're going to be coming at you potentially twice this week. So definitely get on that as well. And I'm planning the episodes out. So I might actually hop over there for a solo. So we're gonna get down over there. So if you're not caught up already with the latest episodes, might want to do that. Obviously, K-State football coming off a bye week. So we're bringing Alex back on the podcast over the bonus content over there. So if you want more bonus coverage, you can't get enough Cats, definitely, I would go over there and make sure you subscribe to my channel over there as well. And don't forget to tell a fellow K-Stater, continue to get the word out about this podcast. If you're an everydayer, definitely do that. I appreciate your support. It's amazing to see. It's amazing that you guys continue to listen to me talk K-State sports here on iTunes, in Audioboom, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State Wildcat. We're part of the Wildcat Podcast, a podcast. You know what I mean? That's going to wrap it up on this another postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Kansas State women's golf finishing 7th in the Schooner Fall Classic over the weekend. Alex Aime out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from an overcast Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports.